Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. He that dwells in the help of the Most High shall abide in the shelter of the God of heaven. He shall say unto the Lord, You are my helper and my refuge. He is my God, and I will hope in him. For he shall deliver you from the snare of the hunters and from every troubling word. With his shoulders will he overshadow you, and under his wings shall you have hope. With a shield will his truth encompass you, and you shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the thing that walketh in darkness, nor for the mishap and demon of noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but unto you shall it not come nigh. Only with your eyes shall you behold, and you shall see the reward of sinners. For you, O Lord, are my hope. You made the Most High your refuge. No evils shall come nigh upon you, and no scourge shall draw nigh unto your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. On their hands shall they bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Upon the asp and the basilisk shall you tread, and you shall trample upon the lion and the dragon. For he hath set his hope on me, and I will deliver him. I will shelter him, because he hath known my name. He shall cry unto me, and I will hearken unto him. I am with him in affliction, and I will rescue him and glorify him. With length of days will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Blessed are they whose life is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are they who observe your decrees, O Lord, and who you see with all their heart. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. The law of your mouth, O Lord, is more precious to me than thousands in gold and silver. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Your hands, O Lord, have made and formed me. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Had not your law been my delight, O Lord, I should have perished in my affliction. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Never will I forget your precepts, O Lord, for through them you give me life. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. The choir of the saints have found the fountain of life and the door of paradise. May I also find the way through repentance. I am a lost sheep. Call me, O Savior, and save me. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your servant, and establish him in paradise. Where the choirs of the saints and of the just, O Lord, shine like the stars of heaven. Give rest to your servants who have fallen asleep, overlooking all his transgressions. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Rejoice, O pure one, who for the salvation of all brought forth God in the flesh, through whom the human race has found salvation. Through you may we find paradise. O most pure, blessed Mother of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Again and again in peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for the repose of the soul of the servant of God departed this life, and that you will pardon his every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord God establish his soul where the just repose.
Lord, have mercy.
The mercies of God, the kingdom of heaven, and remission of his sins, let us ask Christ, our mortal King and God.
Grant it, O Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. For you are the resurrection, the life, and the repose of your departed servant, O Christ our God. And to you we ascribe glory together with your Father, who is from everlasting, and your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Have mercy on me, God, in your great loving kindness, and in your abundant compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is continually before me. Against you alone have I sinned and done evil before you, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth into iniquity, and in sins my mother conceived me. Behold, you love truth in the inner being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You will make me hear joy and gladness, and my afflicted bones shall rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall joyfully declare your deliverance. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise, for you have no delight in sacrifice. If I would give you burnt offerings, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God, you will not despise. Lord, do good to Zion in your good pleasure, and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer calves upon your altar. When Israel passed on foot over the sea as if it were dry land, and beheld their pursuer Pharaoh drowning in the sea, they cried aloud unto God, let us sing a song of victory. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your departed servant. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your departed servant. Having adorned all things, you fashioned me as a living being, consisting of humanity, placed between the lowliness and majesty. Therefore give rest to the soul of your servant, O Savior. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. There is none so holy as you, O Lord my God, who has exalted the power of your faithful, O Blessed One, and has established us upon the rock of your confession. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your departed servant. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your departed servant. Having at first instructed me, the prodigal, with many signs and wonders, finally, as you are compassionate, you emptied yourself, and then, having found me whom you sought, you saved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Beholding the sea of life surging with the storm of temptations, and taking refuge in your calm haven, I cry unto you. Raise up my life from corruption, O greatly merciful One. With the saints give rest, O Christ, to the soul of your servant, where sickness and sorrow are no more, neither
sighing, but life everlasting. You only are immortal, who has created and fashioned man. For out of the earth were we mortals made, and unto the same earth shall we return again. As you commanded when you made me, saying unto me, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return. Whither we mortals all shall go, making our lamentation into the song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your departed servant. Give rest, O Lord, to the soul of your departed servant. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. It is not possible for humans to see God, upon whom the ranks of angels dare not gaze. But through you, O all pure one, was the Word incarnate revealed unto mankind, who magnifying together with the heavenly host, we call you blessed. What earthly sweetness remaineth unmixed with grief? What glory standeth immutable on earth? All things are but feeble shadows, all things are most deluding dreams. Yet one moment only, and death shall supplant them all. But in the light of thy countenance, O Christ, and in the sweetness of thy beauty, give rest unto him whom thou hast chosen, for as much as thou lovest mankind. All is vanity in man that does not outlive death. Neither riches endure, nor does glory survive. For with the coming of death, all these are destroyed. Let us exclaim to Christ, the immortal, grant rest to the departed servant, in the dwelling of those enjoying happiness. I weep and I wail when I think upon death, and behold our beauty, created in the likeness of God, lying in the tomb, disfigured, bereft of glory and form. O marvel, What is this mystery concerning us? Why have we been given over unto corruption? And why have we been wedded unto death? Truly, as it is written by the command of God, who giveth the departed rest. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed are you when people shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Let us be attentive. Peace be with you all, and with your spirit. Wisdom, the prokimon in the sixth tone. Blessed is the way in which you shall walk today, for a place of rest is prepared for you. Blessed is the way in which you shall walk today, for a place of rest is prepared for you. Unto you will I cry, O Lord my God. Blessed is the way in which you shall walk today, for a place of rest is prepared for you. Blessed is the way in which you shall walk today, for a place of rest is prepared for you. Wisdom, the reading is from the epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians. Let us be attentive.
Brethren, but we would not have you ignorant concerning them that fall asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as the rest, who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also that are fallen asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we that are alive, that are left unto the coming of the Lord, shall in no wise precede them that are fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Peace be with you who readeth, and with your spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Blessed is he whom you have chosen, O Lord. Alleluia. 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 Wisdom, let us stand aright and listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all, and with your spirit. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to the Apostle and Evangelist John. Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you. Let us be attentive. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath eternal life, and cometh not into judgment, but hath passed out of death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour cometh and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, even so gave he to the Son also to have life in himself, and he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour cometh in which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you. Come, let us give thanks to God, and bid a last farewell to the departed. For he is leaving his relatives, and is hastening to the grave. No longer concerned about vanities, and his human passions. Where now are his relatives and friends? Behold, we part. Let us pray to the Lord for his repose. Tell us now, brother, where do you go from us silently and without a word? Look back and console your weeping relatives and comfort your friends. Behold the grief and the tears shed for you. Where now are your relatives and friends? Behold, we part. Indeed, all human endeavor
his vanity. I go to the Lord God, my judge, to stand before his judgment seat, and to answer for my deeds. And I implore you, pray for me, that the Savior may be merciful to me on judgment day. Behold, we part. Indeed, all human endeavor is vanity. Now all senses are idle, yet a short time ago they were filled with life. All are useless, dead, and numb. The eyes have closed, the feet and hands lie helpless, and the ears are deaf. The tongue is silent, committed to the grave. Indeed, all human endeavor is vanity. When the angels of death seize the soul from the body, it forgets all family and friends and concerns itself with all that will withstand judgment. And it will terminate vain and laborious pursuits. Then let us all pray and implore the judge, that the Lord may forgive all his frailty. Consider our life. It is indeed like a flower and smoke, and the morning dew. Come, therefore, let us look at the graves. Where is the natural beauty? Where is youth? Where is vision? Where is the physical form? Everything has withered like grass. Everything has vanished. Come in tears. Let us adore Christ. Brethren, consider this departure. Such lamentation and weeping. Come, let us bid farewell to the departed. For he is being committed to the grave and covered with a stone. He enters into darkness, takes his place with the dead, and thus is separated from his family and friends. Let us pray to the Lord. for his repose.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages. Amen.
O Mother of the never-setting Sun, who gave birth to God, save those who trust in you. We beseech you, intercede through your prayers before the most gracious God, to commit the departed to the abode where the souls of the just repose. O ever immaculate, present him in the courts of the saints as an heir to the treasure of heaven and for eternal memory.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With the souls of the righteous departed, Savior, grant rest to the soul of your servant. Preserve him in the blessed life which is with you, who loves mankind. In your place of rest, O Lord, where all your saints repose, grant rest to the soul of your servant, for you are the lover of mankind. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are the God who descended into Hades and loosed the bonds of the captives. Grant rest to the soul of your servant, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Only pure and undefiled virgin, who without seed gave birth to God, pray for the salvation of the soul of his servant. Have mercy on us, God, in your great loving kindness, we pray you. Hear us and have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Again we pray for the repose of the soul of the departed servant of God, that he be pardoned of all his sins, both voluntary and involuntary. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord God establish his soul where the righteous repose. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For the mercies of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the forgiveness of his sins, let us ask Christ, our immortal King and God, grant it, O Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord Jesus Christ, by his divine grace, as also by the gift and power, vouchsafed unto his holy disciples and apostles, that they should bind and loose the sins of men. For he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whatsoever sins you remit, they are remitted, and whatsoever sins you retain, they are retained. And whatsoever ye shall bind or loose upon the earth shall be bound or loosed also in heaven. By that same power also transmitted unto us from them,
this my spiritual child is absolved through me, unworthy though I be from all things wherein, as mortal, he hath sinned against God, whether in word or deed or thought, and with all his senses, whether voluntary or involuntary, whether with knowledge or through ignorance, if he be under the ban or excommunication of a bishop or of a priest, or hath sinned by any oath, or hath been bound as man by any sins whatsoever, but hath repented him thereof with contrition of heart, he is now absolved from all those faults and bonds. May all those things which have proceeded from the weakness of his mortal nature be consigned to oblivion and be remitted unto him through his loving kindness, through the prayers of our most holy and blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles and of all the saints. Amen. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Receive now your crown. Wisdom, most pure birth giver of God, save us. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. In virginity you gave birth to God, the Word, true birth giver of God, we magnify you. Glory to you, O Christ, our God and our hope, glory to you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Reverend Father, bless. May Christ, our true God, who rules over the living and the departed, through the prayers of his most pure mother, of the holy, glorious, and praiseworthy apostles, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers and all the saints, establish the soul of his servant who has been taken from us in the mansions of righteousness. Give him rest in the bosom of Abraham and number him among the just, and have mercy on us for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Amen. Lord, grant blessed repose to your departed servant, and make his memory to be eternal. Vichnaya Pamya. Vichnaya Pamya. Vichnaya Pamya. Vichnaya Pamya. Lord, blessed are they whom you have chosen and received. Memory eternal, memory eternal, memory eternal. They are remembered from generation to generation. Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat, Vichnaya Pamyat.